When the lovely detective agency handed a manila envelope to Raman in his office, he thought he was half prepared for what lay inside. Later he could admire their sagacity. Without the pictures, he would never have believed it. It was infinitely worse than he expected. Out-of-focus photographs of Shagun leaving a place that had number 27 painted next to the gate. There was his wife getting into a taxi, and Ashok bending over her. There were the two of them lightly kissing in an open doorway. Shagun was wearing different clothes, a different day. How had the photographer managed to take these without their knowledge? But of their authenticity, he had not a doubt. He had employed the agency so that the truth would dispel his confusion, but the information paralyzed him even more. He could confront his wife, but his boss? How could he stay on in the same firm, the long hours and hard work he had poured into the company, that appreciative entity, were being rewarded with recognition, bonuses and incentives? If he left, he would suffer financially, besides which it would be impossible to find an equally good job. All these past months, working so closely with Ashok, planning the Mango campaign, being grateful to him for putting so much energy into his department while the man was screwing his wife and destroying his family. There must be rules against this, company rules. He would not rest till Ashok Khanna was publicly disgraced. Whom to approach most effectively, the PR regional head office or the PR section in New York? It only took a few minutes, though, for revenge to seem pointless. No protest, however strong, could get back the security he had lost. He remained bent over his desk, simulating work, as the office slowly emptied. By 10, he was the only one left. Then, all pretense over, he pulled the tainted folder out from its innocent covering papers and gave himself up to anguish. So this was what had accounted for her distance, and he had thought she wanted him to travel less. The sound of the phone roused him. It was Shagun. What is the matter? Why haven't you come yet? What could he tell her? He loathed her voice. Raman? Still he could not reply. Raman, are you there? He put the phone down. There was nothing to say. But he did get up. His children were at home, as well as his lying, cheating wife. He must go to them. So, he knew. The disclosures had done their job. She sat next to the dumb instrument, her hands cold, a sweaty film of fear on her upper lip. The minutes passed, and she could not move. She looked at the watch. 10:09. Her marriage was over at 10:09, May 20th, 1998. Her son was 10, her daughter less than 2. She lifted the receiver and dialed her lover's number. He knows. Are you sure? Yes. It is out in the open. Good. Just get through this, darling, or I can come and get you. It is what I always wanted. No, it's all right. It won't be long now. Carefully, she placed the receiver in its cradle. There was a little dirt around the numbers. Clearly, Ganga had taken advantage of her absent-mindedness to forget all she had taught her about cleaning and dusting. Absently, she fiddled with the phone. Should she go to her mother's? Take the children? Right now, they were sleeping. She would have to wake them up, answer their questions, endure the looks of the servants. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, things would be clearer. There were other people who loved her, and if she could no longer hide, perhaps that was a good thing.